Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Throw the globalists and launch the stars. We now take you live, break it up, to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center
cowbell.
In the heart of the resistance.
Out on the road for 40
Alex
days.
Jones.
Some people are dying from the virus. We don't bow to the globalists. We don't submit to their tyranny. We never have. We never will. All these attempts to straitjacket us will only ignite the awakening. Boy, young Shakita's at Omaha. Feeling good, feeling right.
Boy, young Shakita's in Omaha. Who's waiting for the band to return?
Feeling good.
Alright,
let's get a few calls. Alan. They had a plan. You're on the air, Alan. Welcome.
Okay, so.
Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yesterday I saw this video, and it's with the Chinese researcher from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And if you watch it, she's talking about at the end of the video how she went into the deep caves on the corners of the earth to get the bats and the droppings, and they brought it back to, and you can see all this in the video. But then at the end she mentioned, I want to read to you what she mentioned here, how she's going to, we need to get away from our farms. Get it right here. Okay. So she says, so if we want to prevent new infections from the source, it's actually quite simple. Stay away from it. That's why we recommend that we put an end to wild animal consumption, reduce wildlife exposure, reduce wildlife habitat infestation. We humans also need to stay away from wild humans and our domesticated animals like our farms. Try to avoid close encounters
with wildlife.
Yeah, but
sure, just because some person on the internet says this came from a farm, the virus has been scanned. It's a bioweapon that's been engineered.
Well, this is the Chinese virologist and researcher at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Well, of course, the Wuhan Institute, that's a bioweapon lab, is trying to cover up that it cooked it up.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is they're trying to use also the coronavirus to say, hey, you're going to have to stay away from cows.
Oh, you're absolutely right that the Extinction Rebellion and the globalists are all saying that it's all humans' fault. We have to stop eating meat. You're dead on, brother.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So they're going to use this to try to ban citizens to be able to have the ability to raise their own meat, to grow our own rabbits, whatever it may be, in our backyard.
I love her quote, because that's what the Chinese call villagers, is wild people. We may not allow wild people. You must come to the slave grid. We take care of you with fentanyl. Where do you see all this going, brother?
I see it going to global government, as the Bible says. You know, they're going to usher in the mark of the beast, and they're going to tell everyone, hey, if you want to buy or sell, if you want to eat something, you got to take the mark of the beast. And I got to say one thing. I'm not sure if you know, but in China, the number 666 has become mainstream. They see it as good luck. Look it up.
Amazing, sir. God bless you. I appreciate your call. All right, more calls straight ahead than David Icke, bottom of the hour. I'm going to get to everybody, Jake, Christian, Brandon, Mark, Josh, and others before he joins us. But I always have big news. But this is really big news that nobody else has pointed out. When we return on the other side of the 60-second break, whatever you do, it's beyond critical. It is the essence of victory. It is the blood of annihilating the globalists. And that is your word of mouth that is paramount, that is the coin of the realm, that is the spirit of liberty. Spread the word, my Paul Revere. Spread the word. Band.video. Infowars.com/show lives. For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70, particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc for yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up and go on the loose. Sun in my head. Grab up the siren call. Circuit to bed.
Well, the dread siren is burning bright. It's being reported by a major institute in Washington State, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. Shock claim, America death toll will top 80,000, 81,000 in the next 4 months. They say there's been 1,000 deaths out of 68,000 confirmed infections of the Chinese communist engineered Wuhan virus. And that is from the French news agency. Right here you can see in the overhead shot. But look at this headline from the Chicago Tribune. And I went and followed the link to the CDC. The CDC reported in 2018 winter season the highest death toll in 40 years in the U.S. from the flu, normally 35,000 deaths on average, 37,000 last year, 80,000 deaths from the flu, the same number they're saying the Wuhan Chinese communist virus is going to kill, they estimate. So did we lock everything down and have a Great Depression over that? And, of course, the most people that died were old, had pre-existing conditions. They just put flu, because they test positive for the flu, on the death certificate. Most had kidney failure, liver failure, cancer. And it's sad they died. That's what happens when you get old. My sweet grandmother at 92 died of pneumonia. She beat it the year before, lost a lot of her weight, a lot of concentration camp victim. Gained some of the weight back, fought through it. By the end, she could, like, see angels, was talking to God, and could see her, you know, my dead grandfather, and she was ready to go. But here you go. Now we're told it's permanent. And we can't ever leave our houses until they say we can. 18 months through the election. And then if Trump tries to open things up, he's a bad guy. And the Democrat cities and counties and states that are run by them say they're not opening up through the election and it's all Trump's fault. But they also said months ago they hope the virus hurts Trump and hurts the economy to drive him from office. Well, Trump's got to run TV ads showing Bill Maher and CNN and MSNBC hosts all saying we hope to have a depression. We hope this virus drives Trump from office while they demanded to have open borders. Imagine a TV ad that starts with Joe Biden saying it's xenophobic to try to block flights from China. Donald Trump should leave the flights from China open. That was in February. Then it cuts to Bill Maher going, a depression is worth it. Let's do it. I hope this virus hurts Trump. And then CNN clip, MSNBC clip. Guest on Fox saying it. And then the reporters sitting there confronting Trump, blaming him, and Trump going, I think the media wants to bring down the economy and hurt the American people so I don't get reelected. And then saying, how dare you say that? That's a 1-minute ad that will burn them down. They hope we don't remember them. Just a month ago, all over CNN, all over MSNBC, we were playing clips every day of them just giggling and laughing and snickering. And we're going to put together a video. We'll try to do it like 2 minutes so we can go on Twitter. Of Trump talking about it last night and how they're trying to bring down the economy to bring him down and bring down the American people to teach us a lesson, and then them denying it and then cutting to all of them saying it. I have you now. All Trump has to do is get on the attack on this and point out that Russia's open for business, China's open for business, the UK now says the virus isn't a big problem, and then show them saying we're never going to open again and it's done. Everyone will know what they're doing and the hoax of the hype they're pushing will go down. But I'm going to read this to you again and go to your calls. 80,000 people died of flu last winter in the U.S., the highest death rate in four decades. Chicago Tribune, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield, seen all the news, revealed that the total in an interview Tuesday night with the Associated Press. Let's find that interview, guys. Flu experts knew it was a very bad season, but at least one found the size of the estimate surprising. That's huge, said Dr. William Schaffner, a Vanderbilt University vaccine expert. The tally was nearly twice as much as that. Funny, you take all these vaccines, it lowers your immunity the next year to the real flu. Type it in. Flu shot this year doubles your chances of getting it next year. Major university studies, Canada, the UK, the US. But that's another subject, isn't it? So they're saying 80,000 people die. How many of those will be flu and COVID? You can have both at the same time, or at least have the virus present or have the antibodies. So when you hear this, just remember, it's an estimate 80,000 died. It's an estimate this time. They don't know. They just make it up. But this time they're telling you can never be allowed again for anybody to die. Everything's got to be shut down to kill the economy. Unbelievable. So CDC reports more people died in 2018 from the flu than will die of COVID-19 in the U.S. Wow. That is a siren for Drudge. And maybe if we write an article about that, and maybe we put the links and show it, and maybe if we put this video up, maybe Drudge will link to it. Maybe you'll share it. But you just saw the facts right there. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. David Icke's coming up in 15 minutes, or 18 minutes. Let's go ahead and talk to, drumroll please, Brandon in Colorado. You're on the air worldwide.
Alex Jones, it's a pleasure, man. I've been listening to you for a long time. We go back to coast. Wanted to call, man. I remember the day you guys started talking about the coronavirus, the war sirens were going. I got chills. You guys were ahead of it before any news, anything like that. So I wanted to say thank you because that day, man, I panicked. I got a bunch of stuff. I was ready for a long time. I started giving coworkers masks, and everybody thought I was a little nutty. You know, a little crazy. But right now, you know, they're all saying I was right, and they're, you know, kind of grateful. But dark times, man. I got a two-year-old daughter. I'm a little worried. But I don't want another depression. I don't want none of that, man. I don't think anybody does. I just want us to get through all this and say thanks. We got to spread these links. We got to wake the world up because these dark times, man.
Exactly. Let me put it to you this way. Some people, there's a paradox. They get confused. They go, you were ahead of the curve with all these expert guests who've been dead on, like Mike Adams and like Francis Boyle and so many others. But then you're saying it's a hoax. The response, what they're using it for is the hoax and is the lie. When Hitler firebombed on February 27th, 1933, his own Capitol building, when he was the president but not the chancellor, he was in the underhouse, he then became a dictator. The head of Germany, von Hindenburg, stepped down for him. The Reichstag really got firebombed. But the hoax was that the Nazis did it and not the communists, and they used it to storm power. So a big dark winter was coming of the Nazis. Just because it was a hoax who did it didn't mean it wasn't serious. The virus is real. It's just being overhyped to lock down civilization to collapse the economy, which is an even bigger threat. So you get where I'm coming from?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, people got to wake up. You have to realize, like, you know, it's a play to hand, man. You have to see that.
Well, our forebears had World War II, and, you know, we had the World War I, and the Spanish flu killed 40 to 50 million people. And it's just, you know, if you don't get out of this world alive, that's why you better boost your immune system. Where do you see all this going, Brandon?
You know, I believe in our president. I believe that, you know, people like us, we're going to keep going, man. I mean, the world can't stop because people are telling us, hey, you know, you might die. You've got to be afraid to go outside. You can't live in fear. You can't.
I totally agree with you. And look, most people that are young and healthy survive this, but it does end up scarring your lungs, so you don't want it. The thing is, they admit if you cut the bell off now, it might just go even longer and then go into next year. A lot of times, the quicker they come, the quicker they burn out. Virologists will tell you for whatever reason. But now they're saying it's a yearly thing. It'll be like the flu. It's always with us. It's another vaccine. I mean, they're just totally pushing forced inoculations to travel.
Oh, it was here before they even, you know, before they closed the borders. It was already here. My family was sick. They were the sickest they ever been. I'm sure you even said you were sick, too.
I mean, yeah, I hadn't been sick in almost 5 years. And then I got a fever and coughed for about a week. And then the fever came back. And that's when you know it's COVID, usually, because it does. It's not nasty stuff. Don't get me wrong, because, I mean, I'm hard to get sick, and I got sick. All right, God bless you, sir. I really appreciate you. Again, it's real. It does have a threat. Those saying it doesn't exist, I disagree with them. It doesn't matter. It's the hyping is the weapon. So you can't go along with the fear, because that's what they want. You've got to spread the word about them trying to crash the economy and what scum the deep state is.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Stone on. He's gagged, set for prison. It's quite a war we're in. Austin police threatened to arrest reporter for violating lockdown because they're out riding mopeds through downtown showing how it's a ghost town. Now, obviously, once they figured out they were reporters, they left them alone. That is a covered, defended piece. It's the First Amendment. But is it freedom of assembly as well? This is all unconstitutional. Go ahead and roll a short clip of that report that premieres today at 3 p.m.
About to arrest all of us? So,
scooters and all.
So, first of all, these mopeds are 100% street legal, okay? These mopeds are 100% street legal. We've all been verified to ride these. We're on the streets of Austin, Texas. The streets are, they're obviously a ghost town compared to normal, but there's still traffic out here. There's still people riding around.
You are an American receiving this transmission. You are free.
Get pulled over by police. Driving around a paddy wagon. You know, they're ready for radio listeners. And they just keep repeating. Lockdown, lockdown, lockdown. Stay in your homes.
Look, I don't know what that cop's deal was. Obviously, he was trying to send us home for whatever reason. He wouldn't leave us alone. He came out here in a paddy wagon. Like, was he really expecting to arrest all of us? I'm serious. I've never seen that before. A paddy wagon riding around as street-level law enforcement.
Yeah, I think they're ready to arrest somebody.
Seriously, like, they are ready to arrest somebody as if there's some mandatory enforced stay-at-home order that they can just enforce. It is totally illegal, folks. Okay? You have a Bill of Rights and a Constitution, but you don't even need that. You're a free man ordained by God. Okay, if you're receiving this transmission, if you are an American, you are free.
All right, there's Owen Schroyer. We're going to go to a few more of your phone calls ahead of David Icke. There is just so much coming out. UK police force slammed for spying on dog walkers with drones. 70% of Americans now avoiding all public places. Clampdown. Chicago mayor warns people who go outside could face arrest. I mean, this is just, all these would-be dictators are just having a great time. But the border gets to stay wide open. And Mexico now is closing its border with us. And Mexicans are protesting, demanding it be fully shut. Now the shoe's on the other foot, isn't it? Let's go ahead and talk to Adam in Texas, has a theory about COVID-19. Go ahead, Adam. Thanks for calling.
It's been a long time since I saw you at the Fed rally in Dallas.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so all I'm going to do here is I'm going to point out the signposts. A lot of research needs to be done on this, but if you'll recall and if listeners will recall, starting around July or August, we started seeing reports from the CDC about e-cigarette or vaping product use associated lung injury or EVAL. Okay.
And all these young people couldn't breathe, and some were dying, and it was like a pneumonia thing. They didn't know what it was.
Right, exactly. So I'm looking at a website for WebMD.com. Here are the listed symptoms of the E-Valley e-vaping syndrome. Okay, fever, chills, cough, a hard time breathing, shortness of breath, chest tightness, belly pain, loss of appetite, nausea and vomiting, and diarrhea. Okay, now I'm looking at a CNN article from yesterday, just going through a quick boil down of the symptoms of COVID-19. It says, fever, cough, shortness of breath are not the only signs of sickness that have been seen in cases of COVID-19. Many other symptoms can resemble the flu, including headaches, digestive issues, body aches, and fatigue. Okay. Now, yesterday I was listening to a podcast on TheLastAmericanVagabond.com. I think it's all data points to COVID-19 starting in the U.S. The title of the video, it's 4.5 hours long. I only had a chance to go about 30 minutes into it, but it's discussing this lung syndrome associated with the e-vaping, and it also mentions at least one bio laboratory that was shut down by the CDC in, I believe, August for non-compliance. So there's a bunch of stuff that needs to be tied together.
You know, what's the name of that syndrome? Because I remember talking about that with my teenage children and telling them not to vape and showing them those articles. What's the name of that syndrome? I thought it was something weird. Like, I know most of those cigarettes are made those e-cigarettes are made in China. And I'm like, what the hell are they putting in there?
Right. Okay. So it's e-cigarette or vaping product use associated lung injury, or E-Valley for short.
E-Valley for short. All right.
Well, that's all I got, Alex. Thank you.
Amazing, sir. That's why we take calls. The callers take us in directions we wouldn't go. They're amazing. Let's go to Christian in Delaware. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex Jones, my man.
How you doing, my man?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a blessing to talk to you. God bless you and everyone that's involved in InfoWars. First thing, if you're looking for a first-time purchase, or you want to impress someone with a purchase from the InfoWars store, get the Turbo Force. It is very explosive.
Oh, yeah, that'll jack somebody for 10 hours. Exactly. They want to get impressed. They want instant results. That's it, huh?
Exactly. My mom did just start taking the X2. She has the thyroid problems. She has since, you know, had a lot of improvement. She's lost 17 pounds so far. It's been about a month. But it's kind of weird because I'm kind of like the black sheep of the family, the conspiracy theorist, you know, and so people don't trust me to take the products. But then when they do, it's like, you know, they have, you know, great results. So I want to thank you for that. Real quick, while I have a global audience, I have been personally assigned by God to explain my experiences. I've been to hell before. I've been sat down in front of God. I've had the presence of Jesus, and I've actually been able to save someone by him telling me that a certain person is going to die this day, and I was able to affect that. And I'm glad that the last caller called about e-cigarettes, because I actually was told that by the Lord before it even happened that people would start dying by e-cigarettes. But real quick,
you know, people can laugh at you, but it was mainly when I was younger. I had experiences similar to that. I'm not going to ever get into them. I mean, I've definitely had big, big spiritual experiences and had dreams that I've told people about that exactly came true and things like that. So it's real. And most people that die and get resuscitated, they go through a tunnel. They either go and get held in a purgatory and an angel's there, and then they decide to sit back. Or sometimes they actually get to heaven for a minute or sit back, or they go to hell, and it's exactly. And this is Hindus, this is Satanists, this is everybody. It happens to everybody universally forever, and so it's definitely real. I'm out of time, Christian. You got David Icke coming up, and if you want to hold, folks, we'll get to you later. If not, call me back in the fourth hour when we're going to have nothing but open calls. But David Icke, one of the most sought-after, interesting people in the world, is with us for an hour and a half straight ahead. So tell folks, tune in, however you're listening or however you're not listening. If you're listening on AM and FM, great. If you're listening on the Internet, spread the word either way.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying thing. Do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, we're very honored to have one of the freest thinkers out there. David Icke thinks for himself, and he's been exposing the false reality for 30 years or so, and he's been taken out of context, just like they do me, and many of you, to distort what he's saying. And I got to tell you, when I first read one of his books 27, 28 years ago, I thought, well, a lot of this makes sense. A lot of this historically, I'd already read a lot of books about the CFR and globalism. I knew about it. I'd grown up learning about it. That was all right. But then a lot of it was just so far out, I thought it was crazy. But then as I studied the globalists more, 26 years on air, this is what they follow. This is what they really believe. And we're going to go to the bottom of the rabbit hole today, but a great place to start is the COVID-19 and everything that comes with it and the hysteria involved in it and how it covers all the major agendas. So I really want to hear what David Icke has to say. And so I'm going to try to be a good boy in the next 2 hours or so. We're going to take your calls after that. Maybe we'll take some calls while he's on with us. That's up to David here today. DavidIcke.com. Again, I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And he's been shadow banned. I've been totally banned, except on radio stations and my own platform. So please remember, this interview will be posted in full to banned.video. And everyone is authorized and encouraged. All the radio shows, all the TV shows, all the films are what are called free to air. And that is a broadcast media term, meaning anybody can take it, anybody can use it, anybody can edit it, anybody can attack me with it, you can promote us with it. It's, I just want you to know that it's free to air, it's open source, it's copyright free, it is Creative Commons to the world 100%. And so the only way this interview will have legs other than our audience, which our personal audience at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video is triple what it ever was, okay? Millions of visitors a day, millions of views a day, millions watching our podcast today. But it's that group. Some of it gets out before we got out everywhere. So the only way this gets out of the prison is when you share this and what David Icke's about to say here today. So we're very honored to have him. And so I'm going to try to sit back as much as I can, give him the floor about this period of time we've reached that is into the New World Order, is into their implantable chip, forced inoculation system. It's all here. The debate's over. Icke's been totally vindicated. I've been vindicated. It's happening exactly as we said it would because they told us they'd do it this way. David Icke, thank you very much, sir.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing? I greet you from lockdown Britain, where democracy has been suspended, where extraordinary draconian laws have been passed by a pathetic parliament, where we cannot, according to the law, gather in numbers more than two unless they are people we live with. We have one opportunity a day to take exercise. And we can go to get food. And when you go to the supermarkets, you have long lines that are not necessary, by the way. It's the system that makes it like that. Long lines outside the supermarket, because what they're doing now is insisting that everyone standing in line has to be 6 feet from the next person. And they're working on the basis of one person in the supermarket when another one comes out. They ought to put traffic lights up. It's like entering a freeway. So that's where we are. And it is extraordinary, you know, that over the years, so many people have said to me and commented about my work and other people like you. And they've said this idea that a few people can control the world is ridiculous. That would be impossible. The human race in vast numbers, not everybody, but in vast numbers, has given away their world, their lives, their freedom, their ability to make their own decisions, which is what freedom is about. Freedom is all about choice. And they've done that in a matter of days, in the most extraordinary process of imposition on a population which largely has not resisted it, but insisted that it happens. We have had the media here who have campaigned and criticized until this lockdown happened. Among them, Piers Morgan, this legend in his own lifetime, or legend in his own mind. And now they've got what they called for. And to an extent, I don't think the Prime Minister Boris Johnson wanted to go this far. He was the one that was resisting having professional soccer shut down. It was the soccer organizations themselves.
And Trump did as well, but they said every person that dies is your fault, literally holding everyone hostage.
This is the point. You see, we have now... a technocracy, this is what they want anyway, a global technocracy, but a technocracy is a society that's run by bureaucrats, experts, engineers, scientists, whatever. And this lockdown is being driven worldwide by advisors. Yes, there are some politicians who are absolutely in on it and will be very happy to front up its imposition. But those that are saying, well, hold on a minute, and this is the point. What is the catastrophic consequence, not of the virus, get into that, but of the response to the virus? And so you're absolutely right. What happens is these technocrats in the dark suits, they say, well, look, Mr. President, look, Mr. Prime Minister, our computer models, and let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen of the world, these projections, oh my God, we're all going to die. We're not, are coming from computer projections. You know the same computer projections that told us there would be no ice at the poles by now, the North Pole, that you know, people would be swimming in New York because of climate change. They're those computer models. And so they say, our computer models say that this is what's going to happen unless you do this. And if you don't do anything, Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, then all those deaths are going to be down to you and you're going to get the blame. Well, it takes a lot of backbone to actually resist that. And good on those who try and see beyond it. Because, you know, this is being, Alex, this is being promoted as a health crisis. It is not. If you break the figures down and you look in detail at this virus and its consequences, it is not an end-of-the-world genocidal bioweapon. It ain't. Now, they have those things, and no doubt they have in mind at some point to use them. But people aren't falling down all over the place. It's affecting, exactly as the flu does, people with compromised immune systems, those who are old people and those who have other health problems which are draining their immune system that's trying to cope. Here's a figure from the Italian Health Service. 99% of people who've died allegedly of this virus, we can get into that as well as we go along, 99% had one, two, three, or more other health problems. So you're dealing with damaged immune systems.
Actually, David, it's 99% had other illnesses. Hold on. We'll be right back with David Icke, the legend. I mean, there's not a lot of legends out there. They ascribe legendary status to a lot of people. No, this guy's a legend. Who cares about legendary basketball players or legendary movie people? This is a legendary outlaw maverick on the Outlaw Transmission. Stay with us.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. David Icke, the author, researcher, former head of the Green Party, former top goalie, national BBC host, traded it all in to expose the New World Order right at the beginning of his career. And here we are 30 years later. He was the end of that first wave waking up, and we were the start of the big, huge wave, and now there's that gigantic wave coming in. But the counter is new viruses. And I've got, as we predicted, Harvard has come out and said, this is the new way of life. We'll have to turn the lockdowns on and off forever now with this virus and others. And you're going to have to take forced inoculations. You'll have apps on your phone that tell you when you can go outside, when you can't. We've got some reporters coming on from the UK. Ike was talking about that, where you're allowed to go out and exercise, but the police say, keep moving, keep moving. This is beyond 1984, where she comes on the telescreen and tells Winston Smith, you know, to do your exercises better. And you see people getting into the conformity. I have a family member whose family member called her last night and said, I hope you're conforming to staying at home and doing as you're told, and sent us a PBS video called The Smart Guys about how we're all dead if we don't do this. And I'm noticing the left and the conformists are the ones really getting into it. I know Ike's got issues with Trump, so do I, but clearly Boris Johnson, Trump are a different faction of this, and they couldn't get rid of him with Russiagate or Ukrainegate, and now China's back to business, Russia's back to business, but America, they say, can never reopen, and this is a permanent new thing, and the election may have to be suspended. You can see the power grab, and if the public submits to this, well, I'll show you the articles in a moment while David talks. They're now at Harvard and the CDC saying this is your new way of life. And in China, you have an Alibaba app the government runs through their Amazon where you go out when it tells you. And in France, you download a form. This is just leapfrogging from where they were behind in their police state to way deep into where they wanted to go. So, David Icke, please continue, sir, with where you left off.
Yeah, I was saying that this is not about health. And, of course, the legacy of what is happening is going to be economic, which in itself will lead to massive health problems through economic deprivation, through homelessness. You know, it's like sort of an explosion has gone off. And people are so shocked and bewildered by the initial explosion. They're not yet, although some directly will be experiencing it, seeing the real fallout. And we are looking all over the world now, in this country, in your country, all over the world, at a holocaust against small, medium, even some big businesses not connected to this global cult, that will never be the same again, and vast numbers of them will never open again. They're gone. And with them go the people that own them and run them. With them go all the people who are employed by them. I mean, just closing the restaurants and bars and associated businesses in the United States has affected directly nearly 16 million people, because the restaurant industry and all that's associated with it is the biggest private sector employer in the United States. And that's not including all the supply chains of food suppliers and other suppliers. So what's being targeted is the very area of the global economy that this cult wants rid of. Because the game is to create what I've been calling for years the Hunger Games Society. And my goodness me, does this fit current events?
Oh, the Bilderberg Group, as you know, has leaked before in Davos. They'll say people shouldn't have money to come here and protest us. We want to get rid of the middle class. We don't want people going out and having dinner. We don't want people having a car to go drive to the countryside. They want us locked down. That's the nature of an authoritarian system.
Well, what Americans, because our version of the middle class is slightly different, but what Americans call the middle class, of course, has been the target all along. And there's a reason for that, which I'll come to. I've already started to go there. And what is going to be absolutely demolished by what is happening on purpose, the livelihoods and independence of what America calls the middle classes. So if we go back to this structure, it's been in my books for years, of the Hunger Games Society. You have a pyramid, and at the top of the pyramid is a tiny few people that we could call them the 1%. They're tiny few people, the elite. At the bottom of this pyramid are planned to be pretty much the rest of humanity in servitude via dependency, watch current events, upon the elite, and in between the two, to hold that status quo in permanence, is planned to be a, not just a police state, but a police military state, as they fuse the two eventually, to hold the status quo, to stop the the mass of people challenging the elite and to impose the will of the elite upon the people. And this Hunger Games society is designed to be run as a technocracy. People can call it fascism, they can call it communism, and in the outplay of it, yes, it's that kind of tyranny, but it's run not even by politicians, but in the end, but by technocrats, and crucially, by control of everything through AI. Thus, who controls AI controls the whole system.
And by the way, you said this 20 years ago. I said it 20 years ago from their own statements. Now they're all over the news that this is official. There's no speculation now. This is it.
Yeah, so what we're seeing, because, you know, I've been saying for years, you know, way back when people were saying, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory, that, you know, this whole situation that we're now seeing unfold around us has been worked towards step by step, what I call the totalitarian tiptoe, decade after decade after decade. But I said way back, there's going to come a point where it has to break the surface where we can see it, or it's not going to transform society in the way that it wants. And so what we're seeing now is that breaking of the surface big time. And
that's right. On a Richter scale, previous attempts were just conditioning. It is now totally like a submerged submarine, blasted up. You ever seen a sub come up quick and it shoots up like 20 feet in the air, 60 feet in the air? It is like a submarine, you know, doing a quick surfacing. Guys, pull up submarine, a nuclear submarine does fast surface. You'll see it explode out. Set the water's calm, boom. They finally had to launch their sneak attack, like Hitler building up his troops in World War II. We saw them build up, but suddenly blitzkrieg. They've now blitzkrieg. They've launched the full assault.
And what they've done is they've moved from hiding it to selling it. So they've been hiding what the smart grid AI control system is all about. But now they're breaking the surface because they have to bring it in. So now they've gone to sales pitch. And that is that connecting the human brain to AI, so AI becomes the human mind, and it will make us God. So that's the sales pitch. And the sales pitch with what's going on now is this virus is deadly, and unless you give up all your freedoms and allow the few to control everything and dictate everything, there is going to be mass deaths and consequences for humans. So this is part of moving from hiding it to selling it. And people need to ask a few questions. Let's look at old people here. We are being asked to believe around the world, in America and in this country, big time in this country, in Britain, that a system that treats old people with absolute contempt, but in this country has them paying in from taxation all their lives. Many old people today fought in wars, lost loved ones in wars, elite wars, though they didn't know what they were at the time. They've served society all their lives. And then at the end of their lives, they're played out overwhelmingly with what they call a pension.
Stay there. We got to go back. And before they ever get it, they're killed with a bioweapon. And Bill Gates openly says, kill the old people. And he's the guy openly preparing us for this. Hour number two with David Icke is 2 minutes away. Spread the word now.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched